time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello. It's nice to be inside and not outside, but I was outside briefly, and I'm happy to be inside. But on Saturday, I was not only inside, but I was in a movie theater, the Maison du Cinéma, with Jerry, my faithful cinema companion. And we saw a movie which I don't know that I would have made a big point of going to see, but it's called Love Hurts. And it's there in both languages, French and English. It's not a long movie. It's actually less than an hour and a half, which I thought was kind of a plus for it. And it stars a delightful actor named Kay Hui Kwan. who's sort of making a splash in the movies again. As a kid, he was in movies like The Goonies. He worked for Steven Spielberg as a kid actor. And anyway, one of the big splashy Stephen King movies. Now he got an Academy Award for a movie that he did last year or the year before. And now he has a starring role in this movie called Love Hurts. And he plays a former hitman who is now kind of an award-winning real estate broker. And he's just totally happy. He has left the hitman biz, and his brother, for whom he worked, kind of doesn't pay any attention to him anymore. But he had asked him to kill a woman who was, again, working with this gang and some years before. And his name is Marvin. Marvin Gable. Okay, so Marvin Gable is discovered again by his brother, and his brother says, I'm still trying to find that woman that you were supposed to have killed some years ago, and I know you didn't, and now we think she's back and we're blaming you. So his gang, his name is Knuckles, by the way. Knuckles is Marvin's brother, and Knuckles is pretty pissed off with Marvin. And Marvin has like zero interest in ever going back into that line of work. He is absolutely and completely happy with being a real estate salesman, and he's an award-winning real estate salesman. So he is very dismayed when things go really sideways for him. People are accosting him to say, "Where is this woman?" And I think her name is Rose. And he says, I don't know. But until the audience realizes that this very mild-mannered real estate salesman has kind of a deadly past. He has a black belt and beyond in martial arts. So this is an opportunity for this actor, who's now, sorry, as I said, starring in his first ever starring role, but he's very well respected at this point. And he would like to just unload this whole thing without going into great detail about the story, because it's not a hugely complicated story. But it is a movie that, as it turns out, lots of people like. It's by the same fellow who directed or produced a movie called Violent Night, which is very, very, very violent. This is a very, very violent movie. But there's also quite a bit of humor in it. And it's a Valentine's film, which is funny. So amidst all the violence and the pummeling and killing and so on, there's this kind of streak of humor and romance. Anyway, I liked it more than I thought I would. It's because of all of the martial arts stuff. There's a certain martial arts feel to it, and the sound has that martial arts. It was something that I would not ordinarily have said, oh, let's go see this movie. It looks like a wonderful movie. But we both ended up enjoying it. And I would say, if you are someone who kind of likes violent, funny movies, that this would be this would be good for you. You wouldn't bring your children by any stretch. So leave them home, but you can take this one in and just sit back and enjoy it. It's gotten okay reviews. It's got some very good reviews and some not very good reviews, but it's considered action, comedy, drama, and it's only an hour and 23 minutes. So it's kind of like anyone can sit through this movie. Another movie that we thought about going to and didn't is just to open this week called it's a Captain America movie. And it's one that, again, I thought, well, Marvel, you know, Marvel, there's usually lots of kind of fun stuff going on the screen. And often, you know, you'd want to go to a big theater to see a Marvel movie because of all the special effects and so on. We didn't see that one finally, because what we had read about it, or what I had read about it, was very undistinguished. It said, really, they shouldn't have made this movie. And I have a feeling they're probably right. So that was one we did not go to. But I have a feeling that people who would go to the movies now are likely to want to go to the Captain America film, not us. There is another movie there, which I think I've mentioned almost every week. It's called The Brutalist, and it's just gotten exceptional reviews. It's apparently a terrific movie, and I haven't been going. I've delayed, put it off for several weeks now, simply because it's so long. It's almost 4 hours, and I thought, yikes, I don't really think I want to sit in a movie theater seat, although they are comfortable, for that length of time. Today, I learned that, yes, it's a long movie, and yes, it is apparently just an excellent, excellent film starring Adrian Brody, but there is an intermission. So partway through, I guess halfway through, it basically says, you know, take a break, you know, go get popcorn for 15 minutes or so, and then come back and we'll continue with the movie. And I didn't know that. So that could change my mind about whether I would like to go in and sit in a theater for that length of time, because it wouldn't be quite that length of time. And that of the movies playing there, apart from the children's film, which I'll talk about in a second, that's really the one that needs to be seen that I have not yet seen. But I will take a moment to talk about children's movies. There's one which I think is now only in French. It's always a little hard to decipher whether this is the case or not. It says English and French, but then you go further into the movie information and it's actually only in French. And that's the one called Super Chien, a dog man. But the one that definitely is playing in both languages for children is one in the series of Paddington movies, Paddington in Peru. That is absolutely in English and French, and that would be one that I think would be excellent for kids. Among the there's several that I've seen recently here's a movie that I should mention beyond Captain America. It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and it's also in both languages, and it has it's essentially a documentary about Led Zeppelin. So if had we not gone to see Love Hurts, we would have gone to see Becoming Led Zeppelin just because of the nostalgia factor with Led Zeppelin. Again, didn't do that. So I will just kind of wrap things up by suggesting that if you haven't seen The Brutalist, probably a good idea to go while it's still there in both languages. And I do think that this is the week that we'll bite the bullet and go see The Brutalist. It's certainly going to win some Academy Awards. And the other movies that are there still and are really good, one is called Mufasa, which is a prequel to The Lion King. And I did see that a while ago, and that was very, very fine movie. And there's a horror movie which I have paid no attention to. But again, that's in English and French. And it's a kind of a Valentine horror movie. So it's not one I would recommend, but I must admit I haven't seen it. So there are a few movies playing locally. And there's a few that are starting Friday, the new movies that are coming. the movies always kick off on a Friday. You know what? I'm not going to talk about movies to come, but I will mention the Voyager films, where they go to different parts of the world, and those are excellent, all in French. So you have to have a certain level of French in order to really enjoy them. But even if you don't have a whole lot of French, I have a feeling that the visuals are probably worth the price of admission. And I'll just mention the next are the places where the folks go. And after that, in the beginning of March, Southern Italy. If you are interested in this Voyager series, you have to just go on to the Maison de Cinema site, and you can find out what you need to know, like what the movies are, when they are, and so on. Anyway, okay, so I think maybe that's about it for today. Again, I'm just not the one that I saw. I would recommend for aficionados of adventure comedies, but it's not a super duper movie. I think the super duper movie is the one that we haven't seen yet, called The Brutalist. And I think that this is the week I will go see The Brutalist, and I can talk about it next week. So that's it for today.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie Cutting, for Back to the Movies. Thanks again. Have a good week.
Yep. You too.